Dave and Aisling's worst show.
Okay.
That's what they say about us.
So on Thursday, the 25th of April, just shy of 2 weeks now, we are putting on the worst show ever of Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Reason being, we told you about this yesterday, it's approaching Radio Award season. And Basically, you might not care that much about Radio Award season. And we didn't either until we didn't get nominated last year.
We were so sure of it. We were like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. We'll get nominated. We got nothing.
Yeah, until we sat and watched them come out and went, oh, we're not there at all.
Yeah, not
good. We were looking down through the categories. No, not nominated there. No.
Do you remember we sat in the cafe and we were like, right, let's count out how many we've got. No, nothing there, nothing there, nothing there, nothing there.
Oh, we didn't enter for that one. Yes, we did. We entered three.
Oh, okay. Oh, crap. Damn it.
Then we sat there on the night in our glad rags and watched loads of other wonderful people in the radio industry win the awards that we hadn't put in.
We did the sad Oscars.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
great show.
We decided, considering we put so much work into this entry last year, several of them, House Scarlet for us, lads.
Yeah, really embarrassing.
We decided this year we're going to kind of sabotage the whole thing and we're going to enter the worst radio show ever.
Yeah, yes. If our best isn't good enough, fine. Wait till you see our worst.
And go from there. This is going to be a mixture of things that we're planning that will go wrong, just horrible disasters, and things that we don't even know about. Producer Callum is working behind the scenes on this, so it is going to be truly terrifying.
It's like, also supposed to be really, really bad for, it's going to be our worst show ever for individually. For like Emma, apparently for a certain moment, me for a certain moment, and you for a certain moment. It's going to be bad.
This is the stuff we really don't know, okay? Yeah. So we're asking you the question, what in your opinion listening would make the worst radio show ever on Fully Charged? And we're saying, don't be mean, don't be like, oh, that's what you get every day.
It already is. It's shy.
No, some really good suggestions have been coming in. Your suggestion on how to make this the worst radio show ever. It's going to be a good crack, obviously, on Thursday the 25th. Here are some that's come in.
Yeah, if you're looking for a bad radio show, you should still get a big, huge, massive jigsaw and do it on the radio. Imagine how everybody's head is melted driving into work and the 3 years are just like, oh, I think that piece goes there. Oh, no, I think that piece goes there. Oh, my God. Pull the radio with your teeth.
That's so good.
Oh, my God, I'm writing that down. We're going to do a jigsaw.
We just do something really, really visual.
So, yeah.
It's like a Christmas when radio stations put on a lights, you know what I mean, where they turn on the Christmas lights. It's like, what good is this? It's on radio.
I can't see
it. Oh, those Christmas lights look great on radio.
That was Jago. This is from Michaela.
Lads, at one point for that worst show ever, you should pretend to have a big argument and one of you walk out for 20 minutes or something. Make it real dramatic like. And you know, if it's a slow news day, it might even get in some of the news headlines or whatever, you know, when you're scrolling through Facebook. Oh, big drama on Emma Day, but I should really sell it, you know?
That's brilliant.
God, we have to
that's
have
very
a fight.
Good.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
A big fight.
I think the person who's least likely to storm out of the studio is probably Aisling.
Yeah,
so
true.
I'd put that on you.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Any ideas for the worst show ever, Louise?
So I reckon Dave should put jawbreakers in his mouth for the whole show. Just one jawbreaker after the other. Line them up and just keep going the whole day.
No, imagine, I think it would be so funny. Imagine Dave trying to bring us a showbiz story or something while he's like,
oh, yeah.
You're not
something really serious and he's got this big job and he's just looking inside of his mouth.
We famously do a lot of serious things on the show.
Yeah, always.
So is that just so, it will be really annoying to listen to?
No, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, you'd be drooling all over the microphone and everything.
I'm so confused, but you know, I'm kind of here for it. I do love a gobstopper. However, I don't think I'd need multiple. You'd only need one. You're not getting through a full gobstopper in a show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but when it gets small, it wouldn't be of any use.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be funny anymore.
Sorry, so you can be on the watch then. You can be. It's getting a bit too small.
I love you. I just think it's hilarious.
Louise, you text in when you think he needs to refresh.
It's getting a bit small there, Dave. Time to refill.
Time to reload. You're our official Gobstopper correspondent on the morning, Louise.
That sounds good to me, Louise.
Fair enough.
We have to cut straight, drop everything, go straight to you when you think he needs a new Gobstopper. Thanks a million, Louise. Talk to you later.
Cheers.
Thanks,
bye.
Louise,
bye.
I guess. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye. This in from Jim as well.
I think you should have a conversation about the texture of onions. Such a polarizing vegetable. Some people love them, some people hate them. Riveting radio altogether.
That is true. Some people do hate them.
It does sound like Jim maybe heard someone somewhere talking about the texture.
Yeah, very specific, it was on Jim.
Radio 1 or something.
Didn't enjoy that conversation at all. 087-711-103. Get them over.
These are brilliant.
The worst show ever. These are top tier. It's all happening on Thursday, the 25th of April. James was on.
Maybe when Aisling's doing one of her inspirational speeches / poems, and it's a real listen to me moment, and the fire alarm keeps going off, or buttons accidentally keep on getting pressed, and interruptions are happening constantly, and she can never catch her flow.
Love that.
But that doesn't just have to be Aisling, that could be anybody, you know. Or Dave's mom can come in midway through the show giving out about how he left his jocks on the floor and his fish fingers on a plate under his bed or something like that, you know, when he stayed over the weekend or something.
His fish fingers on a plate under the bed.
That's my legacy. Is fish fingers under the bed. Great.
James Ma comes in.
Oh, James, nail on the head.
Gives out to him about leaving.
That is brilliant.
His jocks on the floor or his fish fingers under the bed. That was fantastic.
Why not?
Robbie was on.
Morning, guys. Just an idea for the worst show ever. Let's play around with Dave's mic, maybe pitch it up a little bit to almost like a chipmunk kind of voice.
This is sound like it's going to be a Dave's worst show ever.
Bash Dave.
Aisling is standing by. What do you think, Ash? What should we do for the worst show ever?
I think for the girly quiz on the day, you should ask 3 really hard questions and have the lifelines only be that he can call 3 females, but that we don't know who they are, and they're 3 females that maybe he would want to ask those questions to, like his nana or his mom or someone like that.
Aisling, you know what? As soon as you picked up the phone, I was like, Aisling seems like a nice person. No, I was completely wrong on that.
Oh my God, that is brilliant.
Asking a really intimate question, and it's like, okay, standing by, we have your phone, a female, and it's your granny Doreen.
Or it's your ex.
Yeah, it's my ex-girlfriend or something.
Oh, your ex.
Oh my God. All of Dave's exes are on the line.
One life science is nana. Doreen, one's his mom Grania, and then the other is a trio of his exes.
All in a room together. They've all been talking about you for the last 10 minutes.
This is not Dave's worst show ever. It's the worst show ever.
Aisling, you're a genius.
It would be our best show, because listening to that would be brilliant.
That's kind of the whole point.
Exactly. Oh, Aisling, here. You're a radio genius. Thanks, Aisling.
Thanks again, guys.
Can't wait to hear it.
Please appreciate it.
087-711-1038. We'd love your voice notes and your suggestions on how we can make the worst radio show ever. Dave's really getting it here.
I hope she got my sarcasm there. I mean, like, yeah, appreciate it. I don't.
Here's Rachel.
I think you're the worst show ever. You should do the show on the move on your way to Lombre and Mines, where Dave will get whacked during the girly quiz. And I also think that you should make them really difficult questions to guarantee as much waxage
as possible. Okay.
Oh, whoa. I have a lot of ideas for the girly quiz, which will be happening that day because it's a Thursday.
I can already see myself beginning to cry. It's going to be a great day for us.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. If you think Aisling and I should get it too, by all means, get in touch. Just in general, the worst show ever, things that could go wrong, things that could make the show a pain to listen to, but hopefully still entertaining. We're open to any suggestions. Voice notice 087-711-103 and save the date as well. It's happening on April 25th. Because if you don't save the date, you'll be like, God, what's going on?
They're terrible.
We'll update you further on Monday on this, but just to give you a flavour of what's coming in, okay?
I don't think you should do the show like the NATC J at 24. It's like call out a song and you sing with the song, and they just a shout out for, say, Dave and Kulak, whoop whoop, and every song you play the DJ sings with and interrupts the song and sings. I think that would be a great idea.
Like Angela, top tier suggestion.
So good.
That's only the start of
this.
It's all happening on April 25th. Make sure you're with us, and suggestions, voice notes, them to us at any stage. If anything comes to you, it's going to be absolute lunacy, and I cannot wait.
It's going to be terrible.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Spins.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.